Good. Now, Mr. Link, or on, he's still reading.
Next case is case number 11557, application Cedar Creek Landing Campground, sited south of Route 1, Coastal Highway, approximately 3,700 feet southeast, Route 207, Johnson Road. 911 address was not available. Tax map ID is District 330, map 16, parcel 17.03. Requesting a special use exception to replace an existing non-conforming off-premise sign by applying for determination of existence for a non-conforming sign. Gentlemen, this application, we received one letter of support from the property owner, one letter of opposition, from DeValdott, Department of Transportation, and no mail returns. The letter I read in reference, or email I read from DeValdott, is the same on this application as previously read on the case number 11556. The application did include a copy of a letter from Key Properties Group, LLC. From the property owner, was it attached to the photo?
What's that?
The letter was received from Virgil, is that Robinette?
Yes.
Currently permit Delaware Beach Delicatessen Park to display their billboard on Route 1 southbound Lincoln. We are aware of their application to replace the existing sign with a modern LED sign and have no objection. It is my desire that the new LED sign be approved as submitted, as it will be a great help assisting campers to find a campground, which I feel is a great asset to the community. That's that. Go ahead.
Hopefully you understand our position, that because the only thing you can legally do is change, is replace the sign as it is. That's not what you applied for, or that's what you did apply for. What you didn't apply for is to put in a new LED sign, which we have no choice but to deny that.
Well, for the record, I mean, the campground does sit in a general residential area, and we don't have commercial zoning as a campground to even accommodate it. So we're never, ever going to have, you know, the ability to change the sign for the life of the campground. And there's modern technology out there that would support our efforts, and it'd be a great asset to the community to be able to have more campers come see us. And I'm disappointed. I think that it is a credible thing, and there's no way for us to get an approval. We're under hardship, and so we're going to have this sign that's going to be outdated, and that's your decision. I respect it.
Sir, can I ask you a question? Why is DeValdott not in favor of that?
Because it fits into a box that we don't fit in, because you'll never find a campground in the middle of a commercial zone. And they've said that only commercial zone can have it. I hear you. And there's one right across the street. I mean, I don't know why we can't have an exception when campgrounds will never be in a commercial district.
So if we approved the DeValdott, can still stop you, right?
I'm not sure of the law, sir. I was going this route because I thought that this is where I would get my approval.
Let me explain some things to you.
Sure. Here,
and maybe this will, you'll understand where I'm coming from, too. They're telling you you can't erect an on-premise sign like that, okay, because of the fact that that's what Chapter 115 tells us.
Right.
We have rules to go by.
Right.
That's what I'm going by. Sometimes we're not popular doing it, but we can't change them. DeValdott's doing the same thing. They're telling you the same thing.
Right.
You may be right. It may, you know, a 35 mile an hour, we go 60 mile an hour, and we should be 60.
Yeah.
But we can't change it.
Right.
What I'm saying to you, and what I was trying to say to everyone here, that in a GR district, you and Mr. Lank put that in to you, that you can't put a sign up there. We approved it. It was approved before. But there's only certain things you can do with it. Even if you had a billboard up there that was right, okay, and the storm came and knocked it down, it still has to come to this board. It still has to repair it. They can't, in other words, they can repair it, but they can't, okay, put out another sign up without coming to this board. So that's where I was saying that you can't do this because we don't have the ability to grant that.
Right. I understand.
Okay, because that's the law. And Mr. Lank explained to you, we just, you know, you just can't take one sign and then put up an entirely different sign.
That's what I was asking for approval for, was to replace it, you know, because we already...
That's not...
it's going to say the same thing, campground next rate.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yes.
Just because we've gotten a few minutes into this one, we are at a different property than the previous one. And it seems like we've talked about some stuff that happened with case number 11556. And just for the record, Mr. Fannin, Michael Fannin, I believe.
Yes.
And Richard Haxton,
yes.
Did I get that right? Had previously been sworn in to testify in regards to case number 11556, which was a similar application to this one. There was some discussion that you had, Mr. Rickard, about GR. This is an AR1 property
here.
Yeah,
I see that.
So I just wanted to make sure we were correct on that in our deliberations and also questions for the applicant. And Mr. Fannin, you had previously submitted a packet of information in regards to case 11556. I presume that's your exhibits also. You would like to incorporate those same exhibits for 11557?
Don't have to be. They're two different packages if you separate it.
Okay. Well, if there's... Okay. Parts of this that you would, that the packet that we have before us from 11556 that you would like us to look at for 11557, I'd ask that you tell us which parts of those exhibits you would like so that we can make sure it's clear for the record.
Okay.
And I just am doing that more to clear up the record, so.
Okay.
More than anything.
But the bottom line is it's the same, it's still going to be the same.
Well.
The benefit of the record for the applicant and the board, if this campground, this was a site for an on-premise sign on the campground, it would be permitted with certain specifications, but the site is not on the property of the campground, so off-premise sign on a different property. That's where the kink gets into the application.
Campground is on Route 1?
Yes, right off Route 1.
Just off Route 1.
I know that. I was just, for the record, I was. Why would you not put a sign there that you're, you know?
There's a sign there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The problem is people are passing us. Still, when we do customer outreach, they don't know where we're at, and we tell them to look for the signs, and it's just not, it's not catching their attention. You know, they think we're just another KOA, so to speak, and we're a destination for Sussex County.
I understand that. Right. Why, I think it's interesting, the concept and whatnot. Why would you not ask the board for an LED sign that would be noticeable, that would be informational there on your property?
Well, by the time they pull in, they're there. It's the campers that are heading to Ocean City, past Rehoboth, et cetera, that they're not seeing us. They're blowing by us. It's our marketing efforts are coming from us going to trade shows, advertising on the radio, that of that nature. It's the drive-by traffic that we're losing. Numbers from.
So people don't make reservations, they just pull in?
Yeah, and they don't know what themes we have, what we have to offer. And certainly it would be more friendly to have something that changed every week, so when people are going to the beach, they can say, wow, look at that, they have an Easter egg hunt, or look at that, they have a birthday bash or what have you.
So help me understand why a sign on your property.
His property entrance is off Brick Granary Road.
Yeah,
his actual property is a few hundred feet, I guess, on Brick Granary Road. You can't see the campground from Route 1.
Right.
They don't have frontage on Route 1.
That's
so
correct.
You
okay.
At front of the one, as I said, they could have made provision for an on-premise sign.
It's all marshland.
I know, I'm just saying, but you could have if you had the frontage along Route 1. Gotcha. You don't have frontage on Route 1.
No.
And there's nothing in the ordinance that would accommodate this situation? Perhaps another property or... I guess
he would have to find a
commercial property
to be able to
along Route 1, which is basically the bypass. There is no commercial property.
Mm.
all the little bit of commercial property and in that area, Argus Corner, is on old 14A, when most of those were non-conforming businesses that had some rezoning or else are just non-conforming, period.
One or the other.
Hell Marine and a couple stores, and that's about it.
Yep.
Are there some B1 in there also?
Yeah, I think there is, but I'm not going to map you.
All right, well, let's proceed with this one then.
So for the record then, I'm going to submit the first one, which is...
Now, this is 1157.
1157. 1157 is a 5-acre parcel, right. Is that the next right? Here, this, is this yours?
It can be yours.
It's yours.
We got that right.
This one is 1156.
Right, I got you.
We're on that one now.
1157 is next right.
Right.
And the 3 pages or 4 pages about included with that first song.
Yes.
Can I have these?
Yeah.
Okay. And is there a mobile existing mobile home and sheds on that property?
Yes.
Okay. That's where the real confusion comes in. So take these pictures and put it with that property, or the other pictures, the next right pictures.
Mm. Yeah.
And put with the property with the existing mobile home. Same situation exist for us?
Same.
Same old, same old.
So our hands are tied.
Yep, hands are tied on this one.
Yep.
So I'll have call for again for anyone here in favor of it. Okay, is there anyone here in favor of this application? Again, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Say, it's with deep regret. I understand your situation, but again, there's nothing we can do for you with this request, so I make a motion we deny case number 11,557.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 11,557. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Ricker?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,557 is denied, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. Have a good night.